one of the things we need to look at, the president started a 15-day clock this past Monday. This 15-day clock gives us a chance to measure our actions the impact of our actions from earlier. Again, the president had the China travel ban because of the Wuhan virus started in China. And then we have the European travel ban that has started. And we're starting to see the first elements that there's been a decline in the rate of growth of infection.
Good.
Normally,
good
you'd expect something like this when it reaches epidemic status to double every day or so. It is dramatically slowed down from that. Will that stay? I don't know, but hopefully if it does. So in this 15-day period, we're all behaving differently. You know, we've got, mm-hmm. My D.C. office is teleworking. We have no contact meetings in our district offices. Our businesses are behaving differently. Our bars and restaurants are behaving differently. If we get to the 31st, if our policies are working, then we need to find a way to shift from having our foot on the brake on the economy to putting it slowly on the gas and then focus on our vulnerable populations, mm-hmm. the elderly population. They're the ones that are going to get, die from this if they catch it. Focus on those populations and also the people that have other medical conditions that make them more vulnerable. If we shift from dealing with the entire population to the vulnerable population, we're going to make sure that the economic cure, if you will, which has been pretty devastating the economy, is not worse than the virus itself. And that's where we need to go. That's where we as federal policymakers need to encourage our state and local policymakers. Don't overreact. Be thoughtful and do it on a measured basis. Look at this every few days. Don't make a decision today that goes months in the future, that has an economic impact months in the future. Now, if we haven't got the infection right under control, sure, continue. But continue a week at a time, not months at a time.
Too easy to act out of panic and make decisions quickly.
And that's
quickly
what we're seeing some governors do, some mayors do. And I think those are things that we don't need to do because they exacerbate the problem.
Yeah.
The other thing that'll help, too, is I think people feel confident that they can go to the store and the toilet paper is not totally wiped out and then you get hamburger meat. The supply chain in this country is responding. It's restocking the shelves every day. I mean, this isn't like you used to see in the socialist countries where, you stood in line every day for everything.
Yeah.
We do have a resilient supply chain. But we've got to be thoughtful and protect our vulnerable, look at our vulnerable populations and not look at trying to wipe out the economy.
So, Congressman, in the short term, the best thing we can do right now is continue to follow the guidelines. I think what you said the president and his team have asked for, but kind of adhere to this 15-day window to kind of see if we can get a slowdown on things and then see where we are at that point.
That's correct. We all need to be accountable, too. I mean, we need to make sure that we're exercising good social distancing as appropriate. We also need to make sure that we're washing our hands, that if we don't hang around people sick. If you're sick, stay home. If you're a vulnerable population, make sure you try to keep yourself isolated from people that could infect you.
Sure. Congressman, thank you for coming by this morning and talking with us. I know I can imagine in Washington, there's just so much pressure right now on everybody to try to get a handle on something that's really kind of new to us.
Well, and I think there's just the way it has been, there's been so many things, new updates and stuff, and people can tend to panic. So I really appreciate you bringing this message, and it's been kind of reassuring.
Well, and one of the things we need to do is keep things in perspective, too. The coronavirus, with this since this outbreak came to our shores from China, we've lost about 100 people. Each one of those deaths is tragic.
Yes.
We lose 102 people a day in this country from car wrecks. We lose 125 a day from pneumonia. We've already lost 15,000 from the current flu epidemic. And so let's make sure that when we're looking at our personal decisions and our policymaking decisions, don't overreact. And unfortunately, the message we're getting is let's overreact. Let's go get all the toilet paper off the shelves and things like that. So I'm just hoping everybody take a deep breath, be responsible, and then let's look at this every few days or so.
Yeah. And let's just get through this first 15-day period, I think, here too. Yeah. It'll give a chance for the government to kind of see where we are and how has that worked at that point, and then make decisions from that point for another week or two out or what you've got to do.
Correct.
Congressman, thank you so much for talking with us this morning. Nice to hear a voice of reason and calm in the midst of all of this.
Yes. Yeah. So how can we pray for you and your family?
Well, I think the main thing we need to do is pray for the country because we're all in this together. And so I think we need... This is a difficult time for this country. We need to pray for our country. We need to pray for those that have lost their jobs from this, those that are sick. And we need to pray that we'll, as we go through this, that we come together as a as a nation, as a people, and stop the division that we have today.
Right.
I think that's unhealthy.
It is. It is. So are you guys staying healthy?
So far, yeah.
All right,
I mean,
good.
Yeah, so far.
All right, Congressman, good talking with you.